CQCQ on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KC4SKD. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located on top of Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All members licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KC4SKD. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KC4SKD. In the roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and let us know if you intend to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. Those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. Call for Echo Link stations. Any Echo Link stations, call KC4SKD.
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha, November Hotel. Carl, in Denver, Colorado. Short time and no traffic.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize WH6ANH Carl. Good to have you with us tonight, Carl. I do need to go and recognize these pre-net check-ins. We've got W4FCM Fred, N4IEI Isla, K4XMR Mel, W2AMD Andy, KG4BFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KI4LZI Andy, KO4ZEW Ben, AA4GH Gus, KC4W Bill, N4ASW Tony, KQ4JSK Kim, KN4RJN John, K4HNR Connor, and we thank all of you for using the pre-net check-in. And I do need to call for new hams or anybody newly licensed and not familiar with the process. Just throw your call sign out at this time, and I'll guide you through the rest. Call KC4SKD. Nothing heard. I do need to check in KG4AHS Rhonda. And by telephone relay, my brother N9TEC Randall and my other brother Charlie, KF4GGF. Okay, let's start off with the RF portion, or move to the RF portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KC4SKD.
Then please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Hey, Tommy, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB. I hope you're doing well. Anybody else? Uniform through Zulu, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Papa India, Josh and Taylor's. Be negative and negative.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4VPI. Josh, good to have you with us, Josh. Hope everything's okay in your neighborhood. Moving along to the next group. Let's see, that was Uniform through Zulu. We will go Alpha through Delta, A through D. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
D4SKD.
Net controller, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
4SKD. check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge Two Meter Net, recognizing KO4WTQ Rick, K4DMW Rick, KK4ONO Arena, KM4MOQ Shell, and W4DJW Dave. Good to have y'all with us tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Another call for stations Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, called KC4SKD.
Net control, Fleet Inster 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Come again with your name and call. I had my, didn't have the volume turned up loud enough. You're a little bit in the noise level.
Net, please check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel, Yankee. Negative and negative. Jim in Berea. Via Echo Link, due to power supply not really running the radio right.
Thank you for coming back again. Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net recognizing KO4YHY. Jim, by way of Echo Link, thank you for checking in with us tonight, Jim. And hope you get your power supply problems fixed. Anybody else? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KC4SKD. Alpha through Delta, A through D. For the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KC4SKD. Delta, call KC4SKD. The next group, Echo through Hotel, E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KC4SKD.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Larry. Thanks for calling on net, sir.
4SKD. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Check in Kilo India for Hotel Juliet Delta, California, that's affordable. I'm in Bowling Springs tonight. My name is Scott.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net recognizing KO4HKX. Patrick, one of our net controllers. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. KC4EZN, Harry, KI4HJD. And I hope I got all those calls right. Do I need any corrections? Call KC4SKD. Group is Echo through Hotel. Please call KC4SKD. H for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KC4SKD. Sir, we'll move along to the next group, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please call KC4SKD.
SKD. Larry, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net tonight.
4SKD. Great to hear you call the net. Thank you for being there. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit.
and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing KO4JKV Duncan, KK4JBQ Larry, and we got you down for some rag chew. I'll be calling on you shortly. KC4MFK Donna, and thank all of you for checking in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I see we got an Echo Link station up there. Echo Link stations only. Call KC4SKD. Next group, Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
This afternoon at the evening, right? Please sit in. Kilo, Taylor, Austin, India, Matt.
C4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing K4OIM Walt. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing okay this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra. This is Robert and Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KQ4OAS. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. I hope everything's okay in your neighborhood. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KC4SKD. The next group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Hey, please check in. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, W2T, that's Rusty. I'm over here and more. No traffic, no comments tonight, Larry.
R4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing Rusty, W2T. Good to have you with us, Rusty. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango, call KC4SKD.
KD. Got the volume down, Larry. Please excuse me. This is November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
R4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing N0TR. Tom, thank you for checking in with us tonight. One more time, Quebec through Tango. Call KC4SKD. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
SKD. Miss Rhonda in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home over here in Easley. I have no traffic. I'll be around for comments. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and Rhonda and all on the net.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing KI4DOS, Gary. And we got you down for RAG2 and K3JOY. Hope you all are doing okay tonight, Gary. Anybody else? All the way through the alphabet. Call KC4SKD.
KD. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm in Greenville. I'm going mobile. Sorry, I got confused there. Thanks for calling that, Larry. Hope you and Rhonda have a good evening, and hello to everyone.
You with us. Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing N4ZLK. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. One more time, Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. Nothing heard. I think we got everybody checked in for now. This is KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for everybody checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net, and we'll stop for additional check-ins as we go along. And unless I've missed somebody, the first one I have up on the RAG2 list is Larry, KK4JB. CQ. How are you doing this evening?
SKD, here is KK4, JBQ. I'm doing well. I'm doing exceedingly well compared to some folks. Not so good as some others. I understand that. And everybody has their place in the population. Gosh, there's so many of us. More and more every day, I hear. So, anyway, how were things here today? Well, it started early, thankfully. Well, I guess I didn't have a terrific night's rest, I suppose. I was troubled by some family, my dad's side of the family. There's some folks that are not well and recently lost their home and got some troubles. But we have a pretty large and loving family, so there are other people who are much closer than I am who are looking after. Speaking about my Aunt Mary Jo, she's a sweetheart, 87 years old and as cantankerous as she always was. I love her, but she's having some trouble now. So I didn't rest all that well, but I got up early anyway. I had forgotten to refill the humidifier, and that always has results. I have a sensitivity to dry air, and so I ordinarily check this thing to make sure it has enough in the tank to carry overnight. Missed it last night. And I woke up with, nasal passages that were burning, you know. Anyone that has that problem understands. And if you don't, I'm happy for you. Truly. Anyhow, before I go on to really what was on my mind when I decided to have a little chat, I'll ask you about your day. KK4JBQ.
Sorry to hear about somebody lost their home. Don't know the circumstance, but that happened to my grandmother in 1985. Her home in Florida, she put a pan of grease on the stove and went off and forgot about it. And, it's one thing. By the time the fire started, it was just too bad. She couldn't do anything about it, so she just got out. And, it was really devastating to her, and after the house was built back, she found herself looking for things, and then she realized, don't have it anymore. That was before the fire, but anyway. So, as far as around here, it's about usual. I spent the day at the office and came home just worn out, had to do something different, so I went out and worked on the car for a while.
I've been following the episodic journey you're having with your automobile. Today was a better day. You must agree. If you're going to work on it, well, it's got to be outside or inside in a garage or something. But even a garage is going to be cold on the days that we've had recently. So you must have had a more productive day, I hope.
I ordered the special clamps, the original ones that came on the vehicle. They call them spring clamps. And I tell you what, them things can be dangerous. You better be wearing safety glasses when you handle them and squeeze them with pliers and put them on and stuff. You know, they got little parts that can fly off them. They'll hurt you if they hit you in the wrong place.
My mind's eye, what you're talking about. I used to work with dangerous things close to my face. Nothing like that, but still, I couldn't have gotten out of the way, so, and you couldn't really wear a protective shield like welders do, you know, for various reasons. I got through it, I got through it fine. And but some others I know who've been in the business a lot longer than I and had accidents over the years and diminished their eyesight for various reasons. I was a jeweler and set stones in rings and various other things. Melted gold into what we called nuggets. People would come in with their scrap gold, you see, and they bought one of these nuggets that they had seen someone else have. And I try to approximate their drawing. They come in with drawings, you know. So anyway, you get a puddle of gold going, and as it, if you've got a good amount of flux in there, you can stir it into a shape and make it look a lot like a natural nugget. But they'd want more than that. Unfortunately, because, you know, my employer was happy when they wanted additional work. So maybe they wanted some diamonds set in it, or they wanted as a fob, if you understand. Some people who still carry pocket watches, they're fond of having a fob at the end of the chain that the watch is on, and these nuggets were popular for that. Anyway, you get gold going at something under 2,000 degrees, a few inches from your face. And back then we were using little tiles made of asbestos. We didn't know any better. But I got through that just fine, as far as I know. So you just be awfully careful. You lose something precious like that, every part of you is precious. Let's admit that. If you lose an ear, that's a little disfiguring, if not loss of hearing, I'm saying. It's just disfiguring. A big old scar on your face because you were careless. Just don't be careless. KK4JBQ.
That, Larry. Thank you for being there for the comments. And I'm on the safety committee at work, so I, you know, look out for things. And my dad taught us a lot about safety, safety glasses, and hearing protection. And when you're working underneath the car, don't depend on just the jack to hold it up. You put jack stands under it and wood blocks and. And whatever, because it's better to fall on the wood block than to fall on me. Anyway, good to hear you, Larry, and hope everything's going okay and gets better. KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's call for additional stations all the way through the alphabet.
Please check in Kilo 4 Golf. Zulu Golf, David and Easley, and I think you said all stations, right?
Press KD and the Blue Ridge team, 2-meter net, recognizing KM4GZG. David, I hope I got your call right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Got it right, and yes, it is a tongue twister.
David, hope everything's going okay for you this evening. Moving down to the ratchet list, we got my neighbor Gary over here, KI4DOS. How you doing this evening?
SKD in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Larry. Good evening to the rest of the net. We had a real good day over here today. Can't complain about anything at all. Got up this morning, and Joy and I both went over to the Impact Center and did our exercises and got that out of the way. And getting started back into that, and that really makes me feel a whole lot better. So I felt pretty good when we got through and came on home and fiddled around a little bit, did a few things, and Joy cooked us a real nice supper. And they're sitting there just about finished with my supper this evening, and neighbor pulled up the driveway, knocked on the door, and I went to the door. I said, "Who in the world is that?" Joy said, "I don't know." went to the door, and neighbor up here, he's just a super fine young man. He said, asked me if one of my dogs was out of the fence, and I said, I don't think so. He said, well, I just saw your black German Shepherd, I thought, running up and down the fence lying on, you know, next to the road. I said, okay, so I'll go out there and check. So I went out there. Sure enough, she'd gotten out. I don't know where she got out yet. I'll let the check that out tomorrow. But it was already dark by this time, and I didn't want to take a flashlight out there and try to find out where the dog got out from, out of the fence. So I told him I'd take care of it tomorrow, but opened the gate, you know, for her to go back in, and she went right back in with the other dog. The older dog stayed in the fence. The one that got out was the young one.
About dogs getting out. We used to have a dog. He was half a basset, half a beagle. Some people call him a bagel, but he weighed about 43 pounds, and he was a lot of fun. Yeah, we used to take him to the lake, take him and put him on a little island. He would run and chase the bees and the butterflies and anything else he could find. Yeah, but he got loose here in the neighborhood a few times, and we always managed to get him back home safe. And, you know, before we had a dog, if people were to try to tell me how smart they were, I wouldn't have believed it. But after we have had one for a while, they're right intelligent animals. Rhonda lost her keys in the yard one day, and I got the dog. I said, come on, Buster, let's go find the keys. Sure enough, he led me right to them.
They're pretty intelligent, any way you look at it. And I'm glad that yours was able to help you find the car keys or the house keys, and that made things a whole lot better. I hate these losing keys, because you don't know, never know who might pick them up and what they might do with them. So I hate losing keys, other, you know, a lot of other things as well, but that's one of the main things. But that's been about our day over here, Larry. Like I said, we got up, went and exercised, and came back home, and I've just been kind of fiddling around a little bit, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You were talking to Larry about working on your little truck there, and those spray clamps for the hoses. They make special pliers for that. I don't know if you know about those or not, but they've got special pliers where they won't pop off and go flying out through the air unless you do something stupid, which I have been known to do before. But anyway, you might want to look and check on that, see if there's a place you ordered the clamps from, if they've got the tool to put them on and off with. Sometimes that helps, and sometimes it's more of a hindrance than it is anything else, and sometimes it's just an extra expense you don't need to go to. But just thought I'd pass that along. Hope you and Miss Rhonda have a great day tomorrow. Since it's the start of the weekend, hope y'all have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Tell Rhonda we said hello. KC4SKD in the net. KI4DOS.
Comments and for being there. Yeah, I know about the special pliers. I bought a set. I think there's about five or six different ones in this little kit. It's even got a little jig with a cable on it for hard to reach areas. And I thought if I'm going to be working with those spring clamps, I want the right tools. And as far as extras, to get up and ride the bicycle 10 miles every morning. And that was 40 years ago, and I only weighed 140 pounds. If I tried that now, oh boy, that'd be rough. Thanks for being there, Gary. Tell Mr. Joy we said hello. KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any additional stations all the way through the alphabet? Try again, see if you can do something to improve your signal or your location. wondering if you're on a handy talkie or something.
November Hotel Bravo. Danny and Raymond, sorry for the chicken.
Name Danny in November Hotel Bravo, but that's about all I could make out. Anybody else? All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. Anybody for RagQ? Call KC4SKD. I don't see any more EchoLink stations, but we'll make a call for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD. C4SKD, I think Dave, W4DJW, will be running the net tomorrow night, if I am correct. Let me pause here to do the net report. KC4SKD, be right back. Hey, come ahead with your call and your name.
This is Kilo 4. Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Granville, no traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight.
It's KD and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing K4ROW, Richard, and we thank you for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else, all the way through the alphabet, call KC4SKD. Nothing heard, stand by for net report. C4SKD now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.